This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A. Stars. His admirers know Patrick Hirschberger by his alias, Bonus Saves. They also know him by his murals that bring color and movement to buildings and walkways around Kalamazoo. Others know him by the series of comic books he's created. Still others as the chairman of the Kalamazoo County Public Art Commission.
Do you see yourself more as a muralist, an illustrator, or it's equally, or how do you define your art self?
So I would have to say it depends when we're talking. If it would have been in the double zeros, I would have definitely looked at myself as a street artist. And then I started making more murals. And so I think over time, where I'm at now, I do a lot of illustration work as well as some comic work. So when I look at myself now as an artist, I like to look at it as a public art and illustration categories is kind of the two things that I'm drawn to.
And most recently, what we've been seeing in the news is your work on Bates Alley, downtown Kalamazoo. So tell us about how that came about.
In 2018, oh, actually it was before, you know, it's 2017, 2018, we started talking. And by we, I mean the Downtown Kalamazoo Partnership.
Okay.
They touched base with me and were like, hey, we are turning Bates Alley from, you know, at that time it was just used by vehicles that dropped off food or beverages, you know, and people parked their cars back there.
Kind of a delivery aisle or something.
Yeah. You know, it was your typical alley that serviced both people that lived right there at Bates Alley as well as all the restaurants and businesses. But they're like, we're turning this into essentially not a walking mall, but like a pedestrian only alley. And we'd really like to paint it. We'd really like to do a mural of sorts on the ground. Mm-hmm. And so that started a conversation. And, you know, I came up with some ideas. And, you know, initially they were kind of, you know, what I would now think of as kind of busy. And we just, I went with Andrew Hahn and we walked up to the top of the parking structure that looks over it. And I had a piece of paper in my hand and a pen. And I'm like, you know what? Like, what about this? And I just did some kind of like some doodles that resembled an abstraction of a river. And he was like, yes, that's exactly what we're looking for. So I kind of refined that a little bit. I made it a four color design that emulated, you know, kind of a water flow. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that's also how the alley works. It's like people are constantly either walking through and to different places surrounding that, whether it be you know, hanging out and having a drink or food on one of the patios, or, you know, live art or music that happens there, or a car show or whatever happens. It's definitely turned into a place where people congregate for a lot of different things. And there's a lot of human flow that moves to and from.
It's fascinating how art can completely change a space and make it more inviting. That's just fascinating how that works. And you brought in a bunch of volunteers too to take this on alongside you.
The first time around we did this, it was a little more impromptu as far as we had a lot of help from different volunteers and I didn't really have a system. Thankfully, after the first time around, I feel like we definitely developed a system. And I put out the call about a month ago. And we had, you know, I don't have a total exact count, but it's right around between 32 to 36 people that helped out over the weekend.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars.
And along with doing murals and that kind of work, you have another passion in art, and that's in a comic series, Being John Arbuckle. Tell us about that.
I'll probably be revealing my age by just showing the movie Being John Malkovich. It's a 1999 film,
yes.
Which I was actively in love with. I mean, I had it on VHS. I burned out a VHS. I had it on DVD. And now I have it on my Amazon account. So about a year ago when COVID first really struck, there was a thing on Reddit for it's kind of a Garfield art page called it's a Garfield So it's all like horror-based Garfield stuff, and a friend introduced me to it. And they did a 30-day challenge just for, like, because, like, there was a lot of people that weren't working, and we're like, people had time to do these things. And I was like, well, I'm still working because I was an essential worker, but I feel like I can really do this. And so one of the days, I was like, gosh, it'd be really fun to do the scene from Being John Malkovich where he's in his own mind and there's just all these Malkoviches. And instead of it being John Malkovich, it would be being John Arbuckle. And I was like, but you know what? Like, anybody under 30 isn't going to know this movie. So, like, I feel like I just have to do the whole movie. And so that was the start of me doing this 8-part comic series. I'm actually just next week I'll have issue 6 out. And where I've serialized the movie and kind of I matched up the movie with the Garfield characters, more of the human characters from Garfield, and moved everything from New York City to Muncie, Indiana. So one of the things I really love to do in art is research history and location. That I think that comes out of a lot of my murals and illustrative work. And it's the same way with this, where it was definitely a parody mashup, but I got to really dig into Muncie and its history. And, you know, I always love talking with, like, librarians that deal with, like, local history. And so I got to talk to some really cool people in the local history department to kind of, like, figure out some things with some historical figures. And then, you know, it's just, I've always wanted to do some comics, and I've done some short stuff before, but never something that was this time intensive. But it's really rewarding. I'm still loving doing it. And it's a long form of storytelling in art, which I think is something I've always strived to do through mural work anyways, is like tell stories or talk about history. And this is a different way of doing that. So I'm pushing a lot of different buttons. And Fanfare Comics has been carrying it. They've been wonderful. And I also have had it for sale on my website at gobonasaves.com. And you know, I plan on doing more comics after this.
And you are, I understand, chair of the Kalamazoo County Public Art Commission, yes?
Yeah, I was just elected this year. I've been with them as the as an artist-at-large position through the Arts Council for the past few years. And it was exciting and an honor to be nominated for that. I'm very much a working artist, so these things that do not come natural to me. But at the same time, I feel like I have a on-the-ground experience that there's a good connectivity between people that are interested in making art happen and the artists themselves. So it's been a joy to work with the commission, and we've got some really cool projects down the road.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with muralist and illustrator Patrick Hirschberger. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.